This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From DraftKings, it's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Welcome back to the show. I haven't talked to him in a while. He is Mike Golic Jr. Mike, good afternoon. What is happening?
Not too much. I appreciate you having me. How's everything going?
Everything's going all right, Mike. Before we get to the Ravens, his big favorites taking on the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. There. Got a game tonight. It's Minnesota. They're going to L.A. They're laying three against the Rams. Nacua could be ready to rock and roll. Cooper Kupp's not even on the injury report now, it looks like. But you've got that NFC West where Seattle's the only team right now above 500. If the Rams get to as close to full health as they can be, where do they fit into that whole mix in that Western Division right now?
I think they've certainly got as good a place as any in what's a very flawed NFC West, right? Where there's the Seattle Seahawks, you mentioned, have that distinction. But even with them, at times the offense has looked a bit disjointed as they break in, you know, a new head coach, a new offensive coordinator, and Ryan Grubb, who came from the college level. And so I think for the Rams, you know, I'm very curious to see tonight. Hey, Cooper Kupp, amidst all these trade rumors, are they going to put him out there if this is a guy they were seriously considering fielding offers for? Puka Nacua is not even off the injured list yet, but still, you know, trending is questionable now. We haven't heard much about him in recent weeks. And so I think all of these things swirling around there, but if you were to assume the best and say, hey, you get both of those guys back, then, you know, all of a sudden now you're talking about a team that's already second in rushing success rate in the NFL. Kyren Williams has been that steady heartbeat on an offense that's been searching for playmakers elsewhere. And then defensively, they started to see some improvement in recent weeks with some of the guys on the back end starting to swap out for guys like Trey White, who just were too injured, I think, to go and be as productive as they wanted from veteran players. And so now some of these younger guys starting to step in could all of a sudden make them interesting down the stretch, sort of the same way they came together last year.
Let's look a little bit at the AFC North, Mike, since we're, you know, here in Baltimore. Now, how do you like the Cincy-Philly game?
I think Philadelphia is going to have a real hard time stopping that receiver tandem for Cincinnati. Say what you want about the way that Lou Anarumo's defense on that side has held up, especially against the run so far, which is your big worry after Saquon Barkley comes off a career day against his old team last weekend. But on the other side of the football, whether it's been Quinyon Mitchell or Darius Slay, there just hasn't been much resistance on the back end of this Eagles defense. And now going into a year where after a little bit of a bumpy start, the way we're kind of used to with this Cincinnati team, Joe Burrow and that connection with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins seems as potent as ever. And so it's sort of like in basketball when you get a team that makes a lot of threes going up against a team that's really good in the paint. I tend to go threes over twos and say that big playability of that Cincinnati offense going to be a little bit too much for the Eagles to keep up with, even if they've got an edge in the trenches.
How about Monday night with the Steelers? You like Russell Wilson at quarterback in the Steelers against the Giants?
So I like what Russell Wilson brought to the offense. We know they made that change with developing that downfield passing back in mind, and all he does is set a Pittsburgh Steelers franchise record in passing yards in someone's first appearance in a Steelers uniform, and you unlock George Pickens a little bit. Most importantly, I think the run game didn't suffer. Najee Harris in that backfield still were able to go out there despite not having that run threat at quarterback you had with Justin Fields. And so I do like them against the Giants team that I think is just a little bit too far down the road now. Daniel Jones getting benched last week, that clearly not going very well, even if Malik Nabers is back for this team. Defensively, their front four is really the only place that they've got a chance in this one. Dexter Lawrence is such a mismatch on the interior, and Pittsburgh's already pretty far down the depth chart along the interior of that offensive line. So if you can get pressure up the middle, Brian Burns, who they brought over, has been active on the edge as well. You could disrupt some of this, but I just think, unfortunately, the Giants are at a point of no return right now with a Steelers team that seems to, once again, Mike Tomlin pushed all the right buttons for this squad in the face of plenty of public criticism.
Now, Mike, you're an Ohio guy, right? Now, the Browns, aren't you a Cleveland guy? The Brownies, what's Browns-Ravens? What do you think there?
I think the Ravens are operating at an incredibly high level right now, going up against a wounded animal in the Browns team. And that variance is the one thing the Browns sort of have on their side right now, right? You lose Deshaun Watson for the year for injury, and a guy who already wasn't producing at a high level on an offense that, hey, you know, Nick Chubb being back, certainly a lift with the way that he wants to approach this. But the offensive line hasn't been great. The lack of continuity has hurt the defense. The one area that you can get over on Baltimore is attacking that back end. They just have not been able to stop big plays all year. And lo and behold, Jameis Winston getting the start. Say what you want about him in terms of consistency, in terms of turning the football over. The guy's no stranger to taking a shot downfield. Now, no Amari Cooper there certainly hurts that some, but he is a guy who is veteran in this league. He's been around the block before. And we saw last year the way Kevin Stefanski's offense got a lift from a more, I think, dependable veteran arm at this point in their careers, Joe Flacco last year and Jameis Winston this year. So if they can go bombs away and hit some big plays on this Ravens defense, they might have a chance. But I think Baltimore, too much overwhelming, especially when you get as many bites as the apple, they will, I think, against this Browns offense, still trying to find an identity.
Mike Golic Jr., DraftKings, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Mike, we know you're a busy guy. Last thing for you, Bears down the road against Washington. The Commanders, doesn't look like Jaden Daniels is going to play in this one. But Marcus Mariota was running around last week like it was Washington State, Oregon 10 years ago. What kind of fighting chance do the Commanders have against that Bears defense, and also a Caleb Williams who seems to be figuring out this NFL thing all of a sudden?
Yeah, you know, I think Washington defensively is a little bit of my worry there. They played better as of late, going back a couple of games when you saw that linebacker group led by Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu really start to harass opposing quarterbacks and get after them. But I think on the other side, the offense for Washington is really fascinating. Jaden Daniels no doubt deserves a ton of credit for how this has gone, but this is a primarily rushing-based offense, and it's not just, oh, mobile quarterbacks gone out and made things happen. They're one of the most diverse run schemes in the NFL. They throw a lot at opposing defenses. And, oh, by the way, that offensive line has played really well. They're, I believe, third in the NFL in yards before contact per rush, which, if anyone's unfamiliar, yards before contact, those are usually the yards that belong to the offensive line paving the way. The mobile quarterback helps. Marcus Mariota can certainly move, not quite as fleet of foot, but I think he does absolutely give them a chance to stay competitive in this game. We saw last week that was a culture win for Washington, having Mariota come in and be able to put them down firmly against that Panthers team. I think you keep them in the mix against Chicago as well.
Mike Golic Jr., tell us about DraftKings and what you're doing there with them.
Yeah, me and Dad got the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern. It's Gojo and Golic. It's wherever you get your podcast, on the DraftKings YouTube channel, Samsung TV Plus, Roku, Zumo Play, all those streaming services. You can check out the DraftKings network on there, and we'll be there to shepherd you guys through the sports world every Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern, the best we can. We're, you know, we're hopefully, I got to keep Dad in line every now and then, so there might be a little butting of heads that goes on in there. He putzes around and has to go get his coffee, but at the end of the day, we have a pretty good time.